Hi, Kevin McCullough. Does anything cause you as a business owner more headaches or just sheer panic than computer support? Smart companies outsource those headaches, but the nightmare can still be the same. Difficult to reach, things don't get fixed right the first time, and they nickel and dime you for everything they do. What if there was a superior way to keep your computer systems running without a hitch? There is. It's called TechWorks. They provide 100% reliable service, constant follow-through, and they are incentivized to keep your system at 100% operation 100% of the time. TechWorks recognizes that every minute your system is down, your productivity, your people, and your profits are underperforming. They also understand how frustrating it is to deal with typical IT providers and to face the constant unresponsiveness. That's why TechWorks guarantees response times of 60 minutes or less on your computer or network-related issues, and that separates them from the rest of the pack. TechWorks has also pioneered unmatched network management, network security, cyber protection, and a cloud solution that is second to none. Mention Kevin McCullough when you contact TechWorks and take advantage of a terrific free offer that includes free consultations, 2 hours of support to prove they're better than your current provider, free network vulnerability assessment, and a free month of managed IT service when you sign up. Also, TechWorks will donate $100 to a charity of your choice. Go to TechWorks.com right now and see the difference. That's Tech, W-E-R-X-E.com. That's TechWorks.com, TechWERXE.com, or call them at 973-567-3305. That's 973-567-3305. That's 973-567-3305. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
Here we go. It's time for some breaking news. It's time for what it means and why it matters. My name is Kevin McCullough, and this is Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
We've all heard about General Michael Flynn's discretions, but what about the leak of his conversation? Is that a crime? We'll talk about it. Plus, why did the press corps freak out? Because one journalist got to ask a question. Plus, Alicia Krauss, all this hour, all right now, on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us.
I think it's very, very unfair what's happened to General Flynn, the way he was treated, and the documents and papers that were illegally, I stress that, illegally leaked.
All right, Donald Trump coming out firing on the people that leaked General Flynn's conversations. This will be the new ground zero for the battle over the White House. There's obviously people in the government that are out to get this guy, out to get Trump. And they are loaded for bear every day. They're playing every angle of the game. They're trying to sneak in like snakes through any little porous hole that they can find. And they're going to do that. And Mr. Trump's not used to this level of lack of control
over his operations. So he's got to get used to it. He has to be a little bit more on offense and stay and shore up, you know, what defenses he has. I'm positive. But the problem is, and this is a large reason why Trump got elected. The problem for President Trump is that you have a government that employs hundreds of thousands of people. And hundreds of thousands of people have access to information that the average person doesn't, on varying degrees. But you still have hundreds of thousands of people that have access to things that maybe they are not supposed to in normal life. And somebody gets a little bit of information and they turn it into an opportunity for themselves or in a way to oppose something that they dislike. This is what he's going to be up against. He's got to anticipate every morning when he wakes up. Not only does he have to take on the rest of the world to protect America's interests, he has to take on the political left in America to protect America's interests. Don't give me this, oh, the Democrats are just a good but different party. No, they're rotten animal-like dogs. And when they lost power, they began to foam at the mouth. They began to say, what do we have to do to cheat, sneak, or steal our way back into power? And this is what they're going to do. They're going to try to kill Trump by a thousand cuts, death by a thousand cuts. And he's got to get on top of it. He's got to be fighting it. And he is. He's out today doing a press conference with Bibi Netanyahu. So glad that there's a smile on Mr. Netanyahu's face again in the White House. So tired of the somber looking expressions. It's not Netanyahu's fault. It's because our past president treated him like, you know, not an ally, but a hostile enemy. Leave him sitting in the dining room for 5 hours while he goes plays basketball, has a cigarette, takes a shower, eats a bite of lunch, comes back. Just leaving the prime minister, one of our most important allies, just sitting there. Anyway, let's take a look at what's going on tomorrow's front page of the papers, because this is how good we are, friends. Not only will we tell you what's on tomorrow's front page, but we may tell you what's breaking news in the Joe Piscopo show 3 days from now. I'm just saying, when it's breaking news to Joe, you might have heard it somewhere before. I'm just saying. Anyway, tomorrow on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, President Trump will be reported on one of the things from his press conference today. He has dropped any insistence on a two-state solution in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. This is kind of big territory for a U.S. president. This is kind of a big deal. Because the last several presidents have insisted on a two-state solution. I have never thought that the two-state solution was the best solution. You already have a primarily Palestinian state. Palestinians make up 85% of the population of this particular state. Do you know what state it is? Bueller, where are the hands? I don't see any. Nobody knows? At least, do you know? You know which state is 85% Palestinian? How about you, Alex? I don't know what you said. I can't hear. Yeah, the talkback's not working. But here's the thing. There is a state that is already in existence that has 85% of its population as Palestinians. And they neighbor Israel. Let the Palestinians move to Jordan. This is already obvious to anybody with a brain. But the Palestinians don't want their own state. That's the problem. They want Israel. They want the ground that Israel holds. They don't want their own place. They want to kick Israel into the sea. So the problem is too often times our leaders in the past have played footsie with this idea instead of just saying, hey, maybe the two-state solution isn't what's best. I went to Israel 4 years ago for the first time, and I was interviewed by a number of Israeli news outlets over the course of the days that I was there. And every one of them wanted to ask me my opinion on the two-state solution. And I said, I'm not convinced it's the right one. And I kept getting, all of my tour guides kept coming to me at the end of the day. You can't keep saying that. You're supposed to say, all Americans always say that the two-state solution. I'm not Obama. I don't believe that you can put morbid enemies right up against each other. And one of them have really bad intent in their heart. And the other one trying to live at peace and have everything work out well. I don't live in that imaginary world. Maybe it's best if Israel has Israel and Palestine, which was never a country, There's never been a Palestinian state that has existed on that land. Maybe you let the Palestinians live where most of the Palestinians live, on the other side of the Jordan River, in the country of Jordan, where most of the population is already. You could absorb the population of the West Bank and Gaza and hardly move the percentage of Palestinians living in Jordan. That's how many Palestinians already live there. So kudos on Mr. Trump's non-insistence. The willingness to drop that insistence, I think, is a big thing. Let's get over to the New York Times for front page coverage for tomorrow. You know, it's not only Mike Flynn that is in trouble, but evidently phone records and intercepts of phone calls now show that different members of Donald Trump's presidential campaign had contacts with senior Russian intelligence officials in the year before the election, according to four current and four former American officials. Where this goes and what it means and all the rest of it will be hashed out. And trust me, there'll be lots of media trying to dig into this and see what the it would be different if you could say they had this contact, and because of that contact, you could point to something illegal that happened. You could point to something that changed the elections. You could point to something that rigged something in some way. None of that happened. The fact that they were spying on the Trump people to have these conversations, I mean, it's kind of like it's all a big game of cat and mouse, right? And right now, the Democratic Party, which runs the media complex of America, is the big fat cat. And they're trying to whack at Donald Trump like he's a mouse. The difference is he's the meanest, grisliest piece of mouse that any cat ever tried to eat. Like, he's not going to go down without a fight. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But a big front page story tomorrow in the New York Times on the additional people that were in the administration that had contacts with Russian officials. All right, let's go over to the New York Post. This is a really weird one tonight, because the killing of Kim Jong-un's brother, the Post writes, is a terrifying sign. Now, how many of you, before you even heard this story, even knew that Kim Jong-un had a brother? Like, I thought he'd killed them all off before now. But they've detained people in the region that they believe had something to do with the death of Mr. Un's brother, and they're following that tonight. Plus, there's a couple of other interesting stories that we don't have time to get into now, but that's a peek at what will be on the front page of tomorrow's paper. But when we come back, in the Trump press conference today, there was someone who got to ask a question, and the press world lost its mind. I will tell you what happened and why it matters right here on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Does anything cause you as a business owner more headaches or just sheer panic than computer support? Smart companies outsource those headaches, but the nightmare can still be the same. Difficult to reach, things don't get fixed right the first time, and they nickel and dime you for everything they do. What if there was a superior way to keep your computer systems running without a hitch? There is. It's called TechWorks. They provide 100% reliable service, constant follow-through, and they are incentivized to keep your system at 100% operation 100% of the time. TechWorks recognizes that every minute your system is down, your productivity, your people, and your profits are underperforming. They also understand how frustrating it is to deal with typical IT providers and to face the constant unresponsiveness. That's why TechWorks guarantees response times of 60 minutes or less on your computer or network-related issues, and that separates them from the rest of the pack. TechWorks has also pioneered unmatched network management, network security, cyber protection, and a cloud solution that is second to none. Mention Kevin McCullough when you contact TechWorks and take advantage of a terrific free offer that includes free consultations, 2 hours of support to prove they're better than your current provider, free network vulnerability assessment, and a free month of managed IT service when you sign up. Also, TechWorks will donate $100 to a charity of your choice. Go to TechWorks.com right now and see the difference. That's Tech, WERXE.com. That's TechWorks.com. Tech, WERXE.com. or call them at 973-567-3305. That's 973-567-3305.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did your portfolio move up 22% year to date? If not, listen to what I'm about to say. Are you, like me, concerned about the $19 trillion debt? How about a looming stock market correction? Are banks in trouble? Will we see another 2008 crisis again, but this time also a seizure of your wealth, according to the Dodd-Frank Act? Many economists and billionaires are greatly concerned, and you should be too. Why are central banks buying up more gold than any other time in history? Why has gold and silver been the top-performing asset class this year? And what is this telling us? Learn how to have physical gold and silver in your IRA, in your hands, with no tax liability. Get these answers and more from my friends at Landmark Capital. Landmark Capital specializes in tailor-made portfolios called Your Financial Blueprint. And to get yours today, call my dear friends at Landmark Capital and get the facts. Call 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Challenging Iran on its violations of ballistic missiles, imposing sanctions on Hezbollah. I think it's, let me say this very openly, I think it's long overdue.
That's Bibi Netanyahu, who's going to go down in history as one of my favorite world leaders. And I mean, like, on the scale of, like, Churchill, but some people will call me crazy for that. So, some very nice person just tweeted back at me during the break. They said, Kev, you're very knowledgeable. Very few people in talk radio will tell the truth that there's never been a state called Palestine. And to my friend who tweeted that, I apologize that my industry sucks so bad at what they do. Because you're right. But on this broadcast, we are going to tell the truth regardless. And there was never a state called Palestine. It's never been a Palestinian state. It doesn't deserve to be a Palestinian state. And the fact that the president today is no longer insisting that there be a two-state solution, I actually think is one of the best, healthiest things I've seen come along in a long time. Although there are a lot of people that disagree with me, and maybe you do as well. 888-340-3373 if you want to jump in on the conversation. Today, the president held a press conference. And the press, I don't know if they look forward to these or if they dread them, actually. I honestly don't, because you would think they would be all excited because they're going to get to ask their questions, right, of the sitting president. But at the end of the day, who knows if they're going to get their question asked? And that was what the problem was at today's press conference. And some of the stuff that they covered was actually quite good. This is President Trump addressing it to Bibi, but saying, you know, while we take a look at all of this stuff, just put a pause. Pauses are very big with our president. Have you noticed this? Let's put a pause in different things. He's saying put a pause on the settlements just for right now.
As far as settlements, I'd like to see you hold back on settlements for a little bit. We'll work something out, but I would like to see a deal be made. I think a deal will be made. I know that every president would like to. Most of them have not started till late because they never thought it was possible. And it wasn't possible because they didn't do it. But Bibi and I have known each other a long time. A smart man, great negotiator. And I think we're going to make a deal. It might be a bigger and better deal than people in this room even understand.
Now, a lot of
That's
people.
A possibility.
Now, a lot of people hear that and they go, oh, well, he's dogging Beebe. He's telling him hold off on the settlements. Actually, that's not really what he was saying, especially when you consider that he recognizes the real tensions in this relationship. Cut eight.
I think the Palestinians have to get rid of some of that hate that they're taught from a very young age. They're taught tremendous hate.
I'm sorry. Prez says, Prez the homie says what? Have you ever, in this lifetime, in my lifetime, have you ever heard an American president say that the Palestinians need to put hate in check? These are strong words to the little terrorist, the little grubby terrorists that take all of the aid that the U.S. sends them, millions and millions of dollars a year. And what do? They buy weapons and they put charges inside the walls of school buildings and stuff to have as much damage done to children when they decide to pick a fight with Israel as they possibly can. The nasty dogs that are the terrorists in Gaza and in the West Bank, they do the most horrific things. The victims are the Palestinian people. The people that are there, they're the ones that suffer. But I don't remember, I never heard Obama say that the Palestinians need to deal with the hate that's in their heart. I don't think I remember George Bush saying it. I know I didn't hear Clinton say it. But what did Trump say? Cut eight.
I think the Palestinians have to get rid of some of that hate that they're taught from a very young age. They're taught tremendous hate. I've seen what they're taught. And you can talk about flexibility there, too, but it starts at a very young age, and it starts in the schoolroom. And they have to acknowledge Israel. They're going to have to do that. There's no way a deal can be made if they're not ready to acknowledge a very, very great and important country.
If you do not feel the ground shaking beneath you at this very moment, you do not understand the significance of what he just said. That Palestinians will be forced. They have to. It's non-negotiable in what Donald Trump is saying. That they have to recognize the existence of the nation of Israel. Very powerful words. It's funny. I even heard in some of the dark corners of the office today, you know, where the liberals hang out and read the New York Times together. That's mostly around Darren's desk. But I heard them chatterboxing today about the different things. And somebody said, yeah, Trump's just a maniac if he decides to move the embassy to Jerusalem. Well, it's not so crazy if you have the Palestinian people recognizing the statehood of Israel, and if you have the Palestinians living in a state that is really more or less theirs anyway in the country of Jordan, you just, you know, over the river and through the woods and to Jordan you go. And if you make a handful of changes, us having our embassy in Jerusalem is not a far-fetched idea. We're just so conditioned to hearing how far-fetched it is by liberal media that just pounds and pounds and pounds and pounds the Arab side of this issue, that just is relentless in saying again and again and again, Israel is not a legitimate power. We're not used to someone in the White House that believes that, I mean, really believes in their heart of hearts that Israel has the right to be there. Obama never believed it. He gave lip service to it.
Let me be clear.
But he didn't live it. Trump believes it. So I don't, for all the naysayers, oh yeah, well, that'll never happen. Okay, maybe it won't. But I never thought I'd see a president drop the insistence on the two-state solution either. Pretty historic day, if you ask me. Now, after they're done making their statements today, they decide to take some questions. And what happens in this soundbite right here made the entire media universe literally have all of its teeth fall out of its head. Cut 13.
Katie from Town Hall. Where's Katie? Right there. Katie?
Thank you, Mr. President.
You said in your earlier remarks that both sides will have to make compromises when it comes to a peace deal. You've mentioned a halt on settlements. Can you lay out a few more specific compromises that you have in mind, both for the Israelis and for the Palestinians? And Mr. Prime Minister, what expectations do you have from the new administration about how to either amend the Iran nuclear agreement or how to dismantle it altogether, and how to overall work with the new administration to combat Iran's increased aggression, not only in the last couple of months, but the past couple of years as well?
Okay, stop right there.
It's actually an interesting question.
Stop the tape. What she just did that sound like some sort of like, I don't know, amateur, non-journalist, blogger, any other like disparaging descriptive that the media could come up with it? When we come back, Jim Acosta of CNN actually lost his mind today over the fact that Katie Pavlich, who happens to be a journalist and a senior editor at our sister organization, townhall.com, got to ask two very substantive questions. Friends, it's a very tough universe we live in. You better be arming your mind with truth every single day. You better be obliterating confusion. You better be pursuing clarity at Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Business owners, is there anything more frustrating than keeping your IT network online? You know, you outsource that to try to be smart, but they nickel and dime you. They don't show up on time. You never know if it's really fixed the right way, and they don't do what they say that they're going to do. It's time to put that behind you, friends, because TechWorks is here to revolutionize your services when it comes to IT. They have the most superior cloud service and cybersecurity systems you'll ever find. And I got to tell you, I know these people. They're going to guarantee 60 minutes or less response time for every issue you need, and they have an incentive in their program to keep your network operational all the time. Get a free consultation when you mention my name and find out just how much they could be saving you money, time, and productivity. Call them today, TechWorks, 973-567-3305. That's 973-567-3305. Or online at TechWorks.com. That's Tech, W-E-R-X-E.com, TechWorks.com.
What exactly happened in the beginning?
You really need to begin by looking at the governing paradigm about the history of life and the history of the universe.
We've been told to look at a history of the Earth that is millions and billions of years old. Is there evidence that it could have been created in only a matter of days?
A new documentary hosted by Del Tackett, creator of the Truth Project, features scientists and scholars exploring two competing views.
Was there a global flood? A Big Bang? How did the Earth become filled with so many amazing and diverse creatures?
In search of one compelling truth.
When we look at the fossil record, we can see that complexity is all there from the beginning. Where did all this complexity come from?
Is Genesis history?
The past is the key to the present. Want to understand why the way the world is today, you've got to understand what happened in the past.
Is Genesis history in select theaters for a special one-night event, Thursday, February 23rd. For tickets, go to isgenesishistory.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs,
And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkcapital.com.
Breaking news, perspective, and your calls. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Katie from Town Hall. Where's Katie? Right there. Katie?
Thank you, Mr. President.
There she is, right there. And she got to ask the first question today. And when she just by way of remembering, because it's been 4 minutes since I last played it for you, and I know that in some realms that's like a whole day's worth of memory. Here's how she asked these two questions. This is the way it works, by the way, when there's a dual head of state press conference. You get to ask one of each leader, and then you sit down. So she was the first one called on, and this is how it went down.
Katie from Town Hall. Where's Katie? Right there. Katie.
Thank you, Mr. President. You said in your earlier remarks that both sides will have to make compromises when it comes to a peace deal. You've mentioned a halt on settlements. Can you lay out a few more specific compromises that you have in mind, both for the Israelis and for the Palestinians? And Mr. Prime Minister, what expectations do you have from the new administration about how to either amend the Iran nuclear agreement or how to dismantle it altogether, and how to overall work with the new administration to combat Iran's increased aggression, not only in the last couple of months, but the past couple of years as well?
Two of the most important questions that can be asked of these world leaders this day. Mr. President, what concessions are you going to expect in order to get a peace deal between the Palestinians and Israel? And Mr. Prime Minister, what specific suggestions do you have for people that want to amend or eradicate the Iran deal? Those are the kinds of questions that our best press agencies should be asking. Sadly, in the last 10, 15, 20 years, you've had to go to a place called alternative media. You have to go to places on the web that weren't associated with the formal news outlets to find answers to some of these questions. But here's the thing. Katie's a contributor at Fox News. She is a senior editor at townhall.com. She's written two best-selling books, one on the Fast and Furious scandal. In fact, I think the authoritative resource on the Fast and Furious. I don't think there's a better book out there that detailed all the things that Eric Holder's Justice Department did wrong as it dealt with the Fast and Furious issue. She is a sought-after commentator on election night. She's a well-decorated journalist, bona fide. Yes, she does write some op-eds, but much of her work at Town Hall is actual factual reporting. So how does Jim Acosta, a mid-level reporter at CNN at best, hardly anybody knows who he is, how did he respond to what happened? Take a listen.
The two questions that were asked or called upon from the president in this news conference went to the Christian Broadcasting Network, which is obviously owned by Pat Robertson, the televangelist down in Virginia. It's a very conservative broadcasting network, and townhall.com, which is a very conservative news website. And so in the last three news conferences, Wolf, all of the questions to the American news media have been handled by conservative press. And I think, Wolf, there's no other way to describe it, but the fix is in. This White House, this president does not want to answer questions, critical questions, about his associates, his aides' contacts with the Russians during the course of that campaign, just as his national security advisor is being run out of this White House on a rail.
Right. That's what it was all about, Jim. It didn't have anything to do with the fact that the questions were related to Israel and the Middle East. Crybaby's right. Good job, Mr. Alex. This is Jim Acosta. Yeah. I'm sorry, Wolf. I didn't get my question asked. All right. So anyway, so it's just amazing to me to see these media outlets that have had free range. They've had unchecked power to ask and to wander the White House grounds and to go where they want to go and do what they want to do. And oh my goodness, he took only a question from CBN and townhall.com. By the way, they were good questions, and I thought pretty good answers. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, Alicia Krauss of Prager University will join us. Perspective on more of the day's headlines. Glad you're with us. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Business owners, is there anything more frustrating than keeping your IT network online? You know, you outsource that to try to be smart, but they nickel and dime you. They don't show up on time. You never know if it's really fixed the right way, and they don't do what they say that they're going to do. It's time to put that behind you, friends, because TechWorks is here to revolutionize your services when it comes to IT. They have the most superior cloud service and cybersecurity systems you'll ever find. And I got to tell you, I know these people. They're going to guarantee 60 minutes or less response time for every issue you need, and they have an incentive in their program to keep your network operational all the time. Get a free consultation when you mention my name and find out just how much they could be saving you money, time, and productivity. Call them today, TechWorks, 973-567-3305. That's 973-567-3305. Or online at techworks.com. That's tech, W-E-R-X-E.com, techworks.com.
What exactly happened in the beginning?
You really need to begin by looking at the governing paradigm about the history of life and the history of the universe.
We've been told to look at a history of the Earth that is millions and billions of years old. Is there evidence that it could have been created in only a matter of days?
A new documentary hosted by Del Tackett, creator of the Truth Project, features scientists and scholars exploring two competing views.
Was there a global flood? A Big Bang? How did the Earth become filled with so many amazing and diverse creatures?
In search of one compelling truth.
When we look at the fossil record, we can see that complexity is all there from the beginning. Where did all this complexity come from?
Is Genesis history?
The past is the key to the present. Want to understand why the way the world is today, you've got to understand what happened in the past.
Is Genesis history? In select theaters for a special one-night event, Thursday, February 23rd. For tickets, go to isgenesishistory.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Look around, look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world, in the greatest city in the world.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Papers are being leaked, things are being leaked. And people are trying to cover up for a terrible loss that the Democrats had under Hillary Clinton.
It was an awful loss. I mean, she was supposed to be the second coming, right? And the fact that she lost so badly I don't know that that's the total reason for the leaks, but I don't necessarily have a problem with the president ascribing it to that scenario. Coming up, yet what morning show has banned Kellyanne Conway from appearing and why? I will tell you that before we're done tonight. Our phone lines are open, 888-340-3373. But I want to go first to our regular weekly contributor to the Wednesday edition of Kevin McCullough Radio. She is none other than Alicia Krauss. She is an advocate for Prager University, and she is also an opinion generator herself, a longtime talk radio veteran, formerly of the Sean Hannity Show and formerly of the Morning Answer in Los Angeles, and now part of the Lady Brains podcast, which you can also hear. Alicia Krauss, welcome back.
Thanks. Fun to be here. Lots to talk about.
Yeah. Well, let me get right into the substance of Mr. Flynn, who, look, this is the take I have on it. If you lie to the vice president, you're going to have to give up your job. That's,
agreed.
You know, if you lie to the FBI, you're going to have to give up your job. So the fact that
and
he got fired,
that we had for Hillary Clinton, we should also have it for somebody in a Republican administration. I wholeheartedly agree.
If you lie to your superiors, you got to lose your job. But
yeah.
Alicia, nobody convicted anybody in the Obama administration for any of the lies that they told all 8 years they were telling them.
Well, and I got to say, I'm of the Mark Levin school on this, that if President Trump really thinks, and he's trying to blame the media here, sorry, dude, you're the commander in chief, and you either accepted Flynn's resignation or you forced him to resign. So you can't be pointing at what you call the fake media for kicking your buddy out who was loyal to you from way back on in the primaries.
Yeah, but so we know that loyalty rings true to Trump on a different level than most people. But
then how come he didn't keep him? Why did he keep Flynn around then?
He did ask him for his resignation, and he got rid of him. And I think part of it was what Mr. Pence said yesterday. If you lose confidence that the guy is going to tell you the truth, he can't be part of the administration anymore. So
I 1,000% agree, and that's the same thing that Sean Spicer said. But then when Trump went out there today in a joint press conference with Bibi Netanyahu, I was sitting in my car driving to yoga, scratching my head going, wait a second, he's making it sound like the media fired the guy when you're the guy that fired the guy.
Well, I think the leaks he's referring to specifically, though, now are the ones about the FBI interrogations, which have something to do with criminal repercussions on Flynn's life.
Of course. Totally understand. I'm not a fan of leaks like that. I agree with that aspect of what he was saying. But if you listen to the entirety of what he said the media treated Flynn so unfairly. He's a good person. He's a good friend, and talked about how he cared for him. If he's a good person and he's a good friend and he hasn't lost your loyalty or vice versa, then why didn't you keep him, right? It shouldn't matter what is leaked out. And I mean, to his credit, as much as I don't like the guy and I disagree with him on 110% of everything, President Obama and Valerie Jarrett didn't get rid of anybody who they should have gotten rid of, Lois Lerner, because they doubled down and covered up things.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that the Trump
administration
should be in the process of covering up things. But if you're going to say, you can't blame the media when you're the guy that asked for his resignation.
Well,
That's all.
It's very interesting. Mike Gallagher and I had a brief conversation about this in the hallway yesterday. And Alicia, I think that
you dropped a name there. What was that?
Mr. Gallagher, our midday guy here at AM 970.
But
we were in the hallway, and he was on his way out, and I was coming in, and we were talking about this. Trump is so used to, in the corporate world, you can have everything buttoned down pretty securely, you know, in terms of your corporate interest and who says what to whom and when and so forth. And he's used to having, I think, a much tighter ship running than what the government that has hundreds of thousands of employees on the public dole. Obviously, he has to wrestle with now, and he's got to get ahead of this idea of how these people are going to use information against him, because they are not going to play fair. It's only month two, and it's going to get nastier before it gets better.
I agree. And as we've seen from reports, I think the Washington Free Beacon had a great report last night that was talking about that this is stuff that Ben Rhodes, that little twerp, started to put into effect that was anti-Flynn before he even left the White House, and has continued from afar via his relationships that he had in media,
right,
of this anti-Flynn kind of stuff. And they're not going to rest until it's Trump's head on the platter, because that's who they ultimately want. But I think that Trump does need to ride a very fine line here of, I am anti the bureaucracy. I'm definitely skeptical of the NSA and the FBI and the CIA and all these organizations having too much power, just as I am skeptical of the executive branch having way too much power. But he needs to recognize that if he wants to make sure that Iran doesn't have a nuke, if he wants to defeat North Korea and make sure that they don't go ballistic, literally and figuratively, if he wants to stop ISIS, then he does need the intelligence community. But he needs the good parts of the intelligence community. So I think it's a very fine line he has to walk. And by comparing them to Russian intelligence or Nazis, I think that you're ostracizing good people of the intelligence community that I know that people like you and I know and love and appreciate, Kevin.
I think that you're right. And I think that when he went to the CIA, even in that trip, it was pretty obvious that the men and women of the CIA kind of get him and they appreciate him. It'll be interesting to see. And I'm not saying that it's the intelligence people that leaked what got leaked about Flynn.
I think it was somebody in the White House.
And that's what I'm wondering. Like, who's there that's not part of, you know, Trump's formal staff that had access to something? Because you know mm-hmm. that his inner circle is going to be buttoned down. That's just the way he's used to running things. He's got to get his head around the idea that you've got lifelong bureaucrats in some of these places, and you've really got to be careful.
Administrative roles with tons of power. Yep.
Yeah, it's not good. Okay, so it's total switch of subjects here, but I got to get your take on this. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Uh-oh. Has, if it's a sports thing, I am totally unaware. Well, why are you asking me a sports thing?
In the Hollywood Reporter today. Well, you're from LA.
Yeah.
In the Hollywood Reporter today, he penned an op-ed that said that La La Land misleads the viewers on race, romance, and jazz.
Oh, Lord.
Now,
I haven't seen it yet, but I actually went to church in New York City with a guy that penned the main song for La La Land and, you know, won a Golden Globe for it. So I wonder what he thinks about that.
Well, it's interesting. He's saying that they have just completely misrepresented race in what is kind of the odds-on favorite to be Best Picture. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar writes op-eds. That was what went through my mind. Anyway, Alicia, it's good to talk to you.
Always fun. Hey, and the LA Weekly is up for grabs, so I really would love to turn that into a conservative LA Hollywood or, you know,
the LA Weekly. Awesome. Well, let's get our investors on that. I'll have my people call your people, and then they'll call their people.
Sure.
It'll just be all of our people at that
sitting
point.
Around.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Business owners, is there anything more frustrating than keeping your IT network online? You know, you outsource that to try to be smart, but they nickel and dime you. They don't show up on time. You never know if it's really fixed the right way, and they don't do what they say that they're going to do. It's time to put that behind you, friends, because TechWorks is here to revolutionize your services when it comes to IT. They have the most superior cloud service and cybersecurity systems you'll ever find. And I got to tell you, I know these people. They're going to guarantee 60 minutes or less response time for every issue you need, and they have an incentive in their program to keep your network operational all the time. Get a free consultation when you mention my name and find out just how much they could be saving you money, time, and productivity. Call them today, TechWorks, 973-567-3305. That's 973-567-3305. Or online at TechWorks.com. That's Tech, W-E-R-X-E.com. TechWorks.
What exactly happened in the beginning?
You really need to begin by looking at the governing paradigm about the history of life and the history of the universe.
We've been told to look at a history of the Earth that is millions and billions of years old. Is there evidence that it could have been created in only a matter of days?
A new documentary hosted by Del Tackett, creator of The Truth Project, features scientists and scholars exploring two competing views.
Was there a global flood? A Big Bang? How did the Earth become filled with so many amazing and diverse creatures?
In search of one compelling truth.
When we look at the fossil record, we can see that complexity is all there from the beginning. Where did all this complexity come from?
Is Genesis history?
The past is the key to the present. Want to understand why the way the world is today, you've got to understand what happened in the past.
Is Genesis history? In select theaters for a special one-night event, Thursday, February 23rd. For tickets, go to isgenesishistory.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
What you need to know when you need it. Kevin McCullough Radio.
So very glad to have you with us. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Viviana calling from Brooklyn tonight. Viviana, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Hey, Kevin. What a dynamic show. I really appreciate your dialogue that you started out with, getting us really interested, and your last guest was wonderful. You know, I'm starting to think, and I wonder if you or your guest or anyone that you know have heard about this theory of a shadow government. Those that had lost the election, almost as if they're not accepting the results, and they'd like to have something in the side, like using the Ninth Circuit Court to dismantle the immigration order. People, you know, going and deliberately finding out different things that could sink this presidency. And there's people that are actually saying, not my president, and also saying that that as far as they're concerned, you know, that you know, America and, you know, is not being served by this president. So we have to get him out. And they want to.
Yeah, no, this is a rumor that's been going on for years, Viviana. And thank you for the call and the questions. It's an interesting one. Because I don't believe that there is a formal shadow government that is actually, you know, pulling the strings and operating. But I do believe that the political left looks at our country, believes that the role of government, believes that the role of the individual, believes that the role of the courts are all very different than the way the political right views them. And what you're seeing is really a collision of 8 years of kind of unchecked power on the left, suddenly, like, not knowing how to deal with reality that they're no longer in charge. And I do think that they picked the Washington Attorney General and the Ninth Circuit on purpose to tie up that immigration case. I do think that there was a concerted effort by the left to spearhead the case in that direction. But I don't think that all of the institutions can be wholesale taken over at the same time. And when you understand that now there are far more governorships and state assembly and state senates that are run by the Republicans, it's almost impossible to make the argument that, because politics is local, it starts at the local level and goes all the way up. I don't think that there's a formal shadow government, but I think that the left is going to use every single snake in the grass kind of way that they can to get their agenda through. And what we've got to do is fight harder, fight more intensely, fight smarter, fight more wisely, but we can never stop fighting. because as long as they behave badly, we're the only ones left to put them in check. So that's it. All right, I was going to tell you about Kellyanne Conway. She's been banned from Morning Joe on MSNBC. Mika Brzezinski evidently can't match wits with her, so they said, well, we can't have anybody on smarter than Mika, so I guess you can't come on anymore. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.